And from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. A woman who was reported missing Thursday on Prince of Wales Island was found safe Saturday morning. Alaska State Troopers say 66-year-old Susan Hughes was found in the Harris River area around 11 a.m. after authorities spotted her vehicle at a nearby trailhead. Hughes had reportedly crossed the river and was found wet, disoriented, and dehydrated. A search party took Hughes out of the woods on an ATV, where she was transferred to EMS, according to the State Department of Public Safety. The search party was made up of Alaska Wildlife Troopers, Forest Service law enforcement, and village public safety officials. Parents and child care providers in Sitka may be reaching a breaking point. Data suggests that families are leaving town or choosing not to come because of the lack of adequate child care. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports on findings from Sitka Tribe of Alaska's recent child care study.
For at least a decade, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska has provided assistance to tribal citizens with children in licensed child care and directed federal funds to providers through a Child Care and Development Fund block grant. Melanie Board is the director of social services at the tribe.
Once the pandemic hit, the number of tribal children attending licensed care plummeted. So we were kind of at a loss. What do we do?
At the same time, the tribe received an additional funding boost through the American Rescue Plan. So they used some of the extra money to commission an in-depth study examining child care needs and gaps in Sitka. What the study found supports what many parents and child care providers have been saying over the last few years. It's the perfect storm. Even with 8 licensed facilities in Sitka, child care remains expensive and difficult to access. Most of the facilities are operating at around half capacity, and the main reason these child care providers can't fully open up is staffing. That leaves families without options and providers struggling to keep their doors open. Iris Matthews leads the Stellar Group, the research and consulting firm that conducted the study.
The waitlist is over 100 long, and that's probably not everybody looking for care, because a lot of people just heard they called. They didn't even bother to put their name on the list because they're going to be number 49, number 50, and they need care now.
If a child can get in the door, the cost is high for parents, around 16% higher than the state average. And it's high for providers, too.
You know, none of them are getting rich on these rates either. As challenging as it can be for families to pay for care, that is the great balancing act that comes out too, is that it's really hard work for providers too.
There are resources to support the cost of childcare, both provided by the state and the tribe. But Matthews says enrollment in those programs isn't high.
Fewer than 44 are probably accessing any form of childcare assistance. That's not very many for all those kids right now.
Sitka isn't the only community in Alaska that's experiencing childcare woes. Matthews says it's caused enough economic disruption that the business community is paying closer attention. The Alaska Chamber of Commerce published its own research on childcare last year.
That chamber survey found that 77% of parents have missed work because of childcare issues, and they equated it to about $165 million in lost productivity for our economy. So it's definitely an impact.
All of this may be affecting a family's decision to have children. Sitka has about 800 fewer residents in 2021 than in 2011, but that population dip is largest among young children.
The population of Sitka declined by just under 10%, but the population of children 0 to 12 was down by 29%. We don't really know why that is. One thing we do know is that Sitka has a fairly low birth rate compared to other parts of the state.
She said there's speculation that this decrease could be tied to the high cost of living in Sitka and the availability and cost of childcare. The majority of survey respondents in the tribe study cited the high cost of housing and basic needs in Sitka as the number one challenge to raising children here. Number two, a hard time finding childcare. Matthews says advocacy at the state level is a crucial next step. But at the local level, Melanie Board says the Sitka tribe is making moves.
Well, I wish we could say that we have all the answers, but we don't. But we have started to think about strategic planning.
Board said the tribe is developing its strategic plan to address the childcare shortage. Although it isn't set in stone yet, it provides around $400,000 toward programs like mini grants for existing childcare providers to build capacity and to provide financial support for in-home and relative care. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Ketchikan welcomed a new U.S. Coast Guard cutter on Friday. KRBD's Eric Stone was there and has the story.
The new fast response cutter Douglas Denman steamed down Ketchikan's Tongass Narrows on a blue sky day, led by a 45-foot response boat from the local Coast Guard station. Executive Petty Officer Coleman Aldrich brought the whole family out to the downtown cruise ship docks to watch the new boat come in. He says it's not just a homecoming for the cutter. Crew members from Ketchikan have been working on the boat, running drills and training since March.
It's really cool for me to stand here on the pier and welcome another crew in, knowing that all the trials and tribulations they've been through and, you know, all the hectic days, long hours that they've put in. So it's really very rewarding to see all that come to a close and just be like, hey, we made it home. Everybody's safe. The cutter's safe. And we can see our families again.
He says the crew picked up the cutter in Louisiana, took it to Key West for outfitting, and then sailed through the Panama Canal and up the West Coast to its new home port.
It's a pretty significant event. So, I know the guys are really, really excited to be home.
Allie Olson says she was glad to see her husband, a bosun's mate first class, assigned to the Douglas Denman after a long time away.
It's very exciting. It's really cool to see how the crew has gotten to know each other and how they've built their workforce. And the families here in Ketchikan are also very supportive and tight-knit. And we're all very excited to have them home.
The Douglas Denman will stay in Ketchikan temporarily while port facilities in Sitka are under construction. It'll be the third fast response cutter in Ketchikan for the time being, joining the Bailey Barco and the John McCormick. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
And in other news, former State Representative Dean Westlake's son is charged with beating Westlake to death Saturday morning in Anchorage. 36-year-old Talon Westlake faces charges of manslaughter and evidence tampering in the death of his 62-year-old father. Dean Westlake was from Kenina and served in the Alaska House of Representatives from January to December 2017. Early indications are that the father and son had fought over a rental dispute related to the South Anchorage apartment where Dean Westlake died. According to a charging document, Talon called 911 a little before 7 a.m. Saturday, asking for an ambulance for his dad, who he said was unconscious and not breathing. The charges say detectives found blood on the walls and floor, and Dean looked like he'd been pummeled. Talon refused to talk, but the detective saw what appeared to be blood on his hands, and his right hand seems to be swollen, the charges say. According to the charges, Dean's girlfriend, who was out of town at the time, owned the building. She told detectives that Talon had been living in the apartment but had not paid rent in 4 months, so Dean had planned to evict Talon. She also told them that Dean had recently had his hip replaced. It was on blood thinners due to an issue with his heart. The detectives also talked to a neighbor who'd heard loud arguing sometime around 2 or 2:30 a.m. Saturday. Court records show that Talon Westlake has been jailed in Anchorage on a $50,000 cash bail. Dean Westlake was a Democrat who represented Alaska's North Slope and Northwest Arctic in State House District 40. He resigned in December 2017 after multiple women accused him of sexual harassment. And, according to the Anchorage Daily News, reports that he had fathered a child with a 16-year-old when he was 28. The Alaska Beacon reports that the state has expanded the eligibility for vaccination to prevent monkeypox. Residents are taking up on the offers for vaccination against the virus, according to officials with the State Department of Health. Last week, the state broadened the eligibility standards to include people who've been in contact with someone exposed to monkeypox or at high risk of exposure, as well as people who've had multiple male-to-male sexual partners or anonymous sex over the last 6 months. The main eligibility expansion concerns the time frame of past sexual contact, said Dr. Joe McLaughlin, Alaska's state epidemiologist. Previously, that time frame was 2 weeks, he said. So far, Alaska has reported 3 cases of monkeypox among state residents and 1 case of a non-resident, according to the department. Although that's a low number, Alaskans appear to welcome the opportunity to be vaccinated, McLaughlin said. One pop-up clinic in Anchorage reported that it had vaccinated 38 people by 3 p.m. on Friday, with more people waiting in line for the service. The state has partnered with tribal organizations to ensure vaccine access for anyone who's been exposed or is considered to be at risk for exposure. Along with the vaccine, the state has received a small supply of medicine to treat infected people from the federal government. And it's 68 degrees and cloudy in Juneau this afternoon. There may be scattered showers after 5 p.m. today, as well as a 10-mile-an-hour wind. The chance of rain is 30% and increases to 40% later tonight. The low tonight is 55 degrees. Tomorrow, there's a 30% chance of rain, and the high is expected to be 64 degrees. Wednesday is looking dry as of now. You're listening to KTOO. Visit KTOO.org for more news. This is KTOO.